Hey guys, welcome to Be Unemployable, the podcast for those with a million ideas and zero patience. I'm your host, Maggie Isley, and today we're going to take a look at how tech can help those of us with ADHD. So first, we're going to take a look at the typical day of an ADHD entrepreneur, and we'll see how tech can play a role at each stage. Now, if you hear purring and meowing, I have a cat on my lap. So first, let's look at the morning. So there isn't a ton of research on how important it is to start the day the quote-unquote right way, right? But if you're anything like me, the struggle has been real for most of your life. Using mindfulness and meditation apps like Aura or Calm can provide a centered and calm start to your day. I know for me, the entire, first 40 years of my life, I couldn't get out of my bed when my alarm went off. But since my ketamine therapy, I'm able to get up pretty easily. But using those kind of apps, they offer guided sessions designed to improve focus and set a positive tone for your day. And I have personally been using Aura now for nearly 2 years. So that's a really good way to kind of start your day and have it head in the right direction. Now, I'm going to be completely transparent and tell you that that is not what I do before I get out of bed. If I do a meditation, it is normally after I'm out of bed and I will be alone on a couch somewhere else. Like, I'm not doing that stuff when I'm still in bed. It's not going to work for me because I will go back to sleep. So once you've started your day, you start to plan. That's going to be a big deal. Digital planners like Todoist, which we all know Becky, the social media expert, that's something she loves. That helps. ClickUp is a big one that can help you organize your tasks, and it helps you set your priorities. It also helps you keep on track. Like Todoist, I used that for a while as well. And it'll sync between your computer and your phone and everything else. But for me, ClickUp works really well for that, mainly because it emails me and I really like that. I believe Todoist does too, but it emails me my tasks. I really like having that email reminder because I stay at inbox zero. I talked about that on, it was the organizational podcast, a couple podcasts back, but I talked about how I stay at inbox zero. So when I get emailed reminders, I act on things. So with the really intuitive interfaces of both of those, they're able to help you break down your day in manageable chunks and visualize your work. Now, something that I want to talk about the breaking down is Goblin Tools. Now, Goblin Tools isn't pretty at all, but if you just go to Goblin Tools, I don't know if it's .com, I don't know, Google it, but it breaks your stuff down into tasks for you. So helpful. So the question that I get asked a lot is, how do you use a planner if you struggle with prioritizing? And Goblin Tools is great for that, but I also use ChatGPT. Before I get into it, I need to talk about the difference between generative and sentient AI, okay? And the reason I need to talk about this is because my clients are often confused. Generative AI is the type of artificial intelligence that we're at right now. It's creating new things based on patterns it has learned from existing data. It uses algorithms to create, like to analyze, understand patterns, and it uses it to generate new content. It creates content like images in Midjourney, text in ChatGPT. It takes a prompt and it translates it into an output. Okay? On the other hand, sentient AI, that is artificial intelligence that possesses consciousness or awareness. And it means that it has the ability to think, to feel, to have subjective experiences like humans. And sentient AI would have like self-awareness and a sense of existence. So a fair amount of people don't fully understand the difference. And one is like having a complex autocomplete, like having the autocomplete that's on your phone and having it a little bit more complex than that. And the other one is like having Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons or like Agent Smith from The Matrix, right? They are not the same. So all that to say that I use ChatGPT a lot. It's for business stuff, but I use it just in general in my life. Like if I'm trying to sum something up and I just can't get it out, you know how the words get stuck in your head and you're like, I swear I'm smart, and you just can't get them out. I use it to summarize things like that when I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I trying to say? So to help you guys, I actually compiled a list of over 50 prompts that can help ADHD entrepreneurs. So you can grab it at maggieisley.com/ADHD ChatGPT. I'm also going to link that in the show notes. It's literally not an opt-in. You don't have to like jump through hoops. You just type that in and it'll populate for you. So all that will take you to, you know, how do you get through planning? Okay, you get through planning and now you have to navigate work. Right? You have to maintain focus, which if you don't have, if you're like me, I'm still not on Adderall. Like I'm still not medicated. I mean, I completed my 6 rounds of ketamine, but I'm not medicated other than the fact that that's done. So maintaining focus is going to involve working on your tasks, trying not to just get distracted and wander off, right? So with that, I use apps like Forest or Freedom. And what you're looking at with those is trying to work efficiently. Forest plants a tree when you open an app. Now, none of these are sponsored, by the way. So I'm genuinely telling you about all of them. Forest plants a tree when you open it. And you can also get the Chrome extension. But if you browse, if you like close the app and you start browsing, it kills the tree. So there's a point of like feeling bad. And it's a really good gamification. Now you can unlock new species, you can grow a forest. So like if you're like me and you like that type of gamification. Like when I would play back in the day when I played World of Warcraft, I collected pets, right? Like I like that side of things. So then that works for me. It works for my brain. Doesn't work for everybody's, but that's one that works for me. The other app I just mentioned was Freedom, and that's an app that's a website blocker. And it's used by over like 2.5 million people. So it's pretty well respected, pretty well regarded. But if you're afraid you're going to figure out a workaround, you can do what me and my friend do. When she has to get stuff done and she can't just be on her socials, she has me change her passwords. And then once she's finished, I give her back her passwords. Now, yeah, could she just hit, you know, retrieve passwords? But how annoying is that? There's nothing I hate more than having to hit forgot passwords. So, yeah, you can do it, but like, are you going to?
The worst.
So that's how I personally would navigate maintaining your focus and the apps that really come in handy around there. Now, as you wind down at the end of the day, you're going to look to like reflecting and relaxation. And that's where journaling apps like Dailyo come in. Dailyo is literally a journaling app and it has 10 million users. I personally use paper. I switched to paper after trying to journal on my phone. It didn't work out. I wasn't good at it. But it is something that a lot of people do find that works. Tracking with mood notes is very good. So that helps you track your mood, track any triggers that may have happened, and it helps you to reflect on any accomplishments, on anything, truly. That's where that comes in handy a lot. Now, I did just reflect on the whole day, right? Aura, by the way, is what I use at the end of the day for my relaxation. That I'm going to tell you a little bit more about in one moment. Because before I go, I wanted to share my top five favorite tech tools. It's going to start with Aura, which is what I use to relax at the end of the day. I've been using Aura for nearly 2 years, like I mentioned. It offers meditation, sound bath, hypnosis, so much. I use it nearly every single night. They have sleep hypnosis that I swear by. And you can, like, they have all different kinds, but just in general, they have ones that, like, fall asleep in, 20 minutes or whatever, and I'm out by, like, minute five. So good. So good. It helps so much with so many different things. They have coaching on there, even. They have everything. They have live sessions. I definitely recommend giving it a look. And I use their sound baths during my ketamine therapy. Whew, fantastic. 10 out of 10. So good. So my second favorite tech tool is ChatGPT. I've mentioned it already, and we talked about it, but I've been using it for a long time now. And it's business changing. I describe it as having an intern on staff because the information it kicks back does need to be double checked. If it's new to you, it needs to be double checked. But someone described it to me as they were lying, like ChatGPT is lying, as if it has some kind of moral compass. But it's really good for getting your wheels turning. It generates out. I personally use it for generating outlines, summarizing, and prioritizing. You'll see when you look at the list that I pulled that pulled together of just like ADHD specific prompts that you can use it in a ton of different ways other than like content creating, which you can also use it for, but it's a really great tool. Also, you can prime it to talk to you in a specific way, but you do have to prime it in every chat. So every single chat is starting over. So Midjourney is my number three, and I love Midjourney. I will not apologize for it. I use it to generalize customized stock images for my brand, as well as client brands. When I started using it, it was kind of shitty, I'm not gonna lie. But now the quality is amazing. I have Midjourney images on my site, on my socials, and in multiple client projects on my design side. It helps that I have a couple extra tricks up my sleeve that increases the quality. But if you know the right prompts, if you like, it's really great. And if anyone wants to reach, like, if you are looking for information on that, feel free to reach out to me. I have floated the idea in the group that I would be willing to do a course on it, or a class rather, on it. But it's really great. The last, or fourth, sorry, it's just the fourth, is Notion. So if you snag my list of the ADHD support ChatGPT prompts, you're gonna see how I utilize Notion. It's a digital notebook that allows you to create different pages, different sections. You can keep track of everything. You can write notes, make to-do lists, create tables. You can collaborate with others. It's designed to be flexible and adaptable, so I love it. You can turn things into wikis. Like, whew, I love it. It's like if like Asana and Trello had a baby. It's so good. I love it so much. And then number five is Headway. Now, if you haven't heard of Headway, I need to tell you about it because it's a newer favorite and it just barely beat out Audible as my fifth spot. I love learning and listening to books. And Headway summarizes nonfiction books. So there are written and there are read summaries, like Audible summaries, which I love because you have the ability to highlight key points on the written one and you can listen, and you can listen at different speeds. So the main reason it beat Audible for my fifth place is because of how much time it saves me. Like, you know how sometimes you really want to read a book, but like, not bad enough to actually read it. And there are certain books that I own on Audible, and I ended up listening to it on Headway because the Audible version was 15 hours. I was like, whoa, what am I supposed to do with that? And then the summary was like 17 minutes. And I was like, okay, well, I have 17 minutes. I don't have 15 hours. I mean, I do, but not for that. That's not where I'm putting it. So that's where Headway comes in, is like, if I really like the summary, excuse me, I almost died. Did you hear that? Oh, it was almost the end. So, that's where I will go and I will actually read the book. But like, I actually have read summaries of books that I own that I just haven't gotten to. Sad panda. But yeah, that's why Headway eked out Audible when it came to my fifth place. It's, see, I really gave this list thought, you guys. Like, I wasn't just like throwing together five. Like, no, I gave it thought, and this is my top five. So tech can make our lives so much easier as long as we're easing ourselves into it to prevent that overwhelm. So explore the apps, find the ones that suit your unique needs, and make them your besties. But this is a no shame zone. So if an app doesn't work for you, please leave it. Don't worry about it. Nothing is one size fits all. Does that sound good? All right, so this is Maggie Isley exiting stage left, but leaving you with this. Being unemployable is just being too brilliant to be bossed around.